Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are looking at Nida Daf Samach Aleph. In this daf, we're going to be focusing on the pasuk which appears on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The pasuk is to be found in Sefer Yirmiyahu Mem Aleph Tes. And the context of this is the Gemara is describing how they were trying to find out where we can find Tumas Meis, where we can find that people are buried in a certain caves, and describes a certain cave in Beis Churon where they didn't know, they suspected that there was somebody who was buried there, they weren't sure where it was exactly, so there was an elderly man who spread out sheets and poured water over the area, and wherever the water went down was clearly a place of there was somebody buried there, and when there was water remained on the sheet, clearly it was not being absorbed by the ground, that was actually bedrock. And that's the Gemara darshens it. And then the Gemara goes on to say that, in fact, based on this brisa, that this was actually the place of the bor shemilei Yishmael ben Netanya chalolim. This is the place that Yishmael ben Netanya filled with corpses, the pit of corpses, quoting the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Mem Aleph. What is going on over here? What is the context of this Gemara? So let's just put things into perspective. We're at the stage at the end of Sefer Yirmiyahu. It's also this same narrative appears in Sefer Melachim towards the end. And it's the more detail in Sefer Yirmiyahu, in fact. But in this case, we know that the base of English has already been destroyed by the Babylonians. This is the end of the reign of the first temple. All those who fought Bavel against the words of Yirmiyahu were killed or exiled. At this point in time, Yirmiyahu himself goes into exile, and he's not to be found for the story in this narrative. Ironically, only towards the end of it do we actually see him appearing. The protectorate of Yehuda of Judea is left in the hands of a man by the name of Gedaliah ben Achikam, and he was really a student, a protege of Yirmiyahu, in that his political opinions were not to fight Bavel. Yirmiyahu said, you do not have enough sechus to fight, make peace with him, and that is what Gedaliah did, which is why Gedaliah was chosen by the Babylonians to be the leader of this remaining colony of Jews in the land of Israel. However, not everyone was happy with Gedaliah's appointment. He had a number of underlings. One of them is a person by the name of Yishmael ben Netanya. Yishmael ben Netanya is jealous of Gedaliah's position, but also he is aligned with the king of Ammon. So the king of Ammon promises him that if he is able to rouse the kingdom of Judea against the Babylonians, like they were trying to do beforehand, ultimately he would have rank and he would have a place. So Yochanan, one of the other underlings of Gedaliah, warns Gedaliah that this Yishmael ben Netanya is up to no good and he should be removed. Let him, Yochanan, take care of him. However, Gedaliah views this as two factions fighting for power underneath him, and he's not willing to allow Yochanan, at his behest, kill Yishmael. He brings Yishmael in, and in fact it's on the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. Yishmael and his men come to a feast of Gedaliah. Gedaliah is trying to extend himself to create peace in the ranks, and he is murdered in cold blood by Yishmael and Ben Netanya. Yishmael's men kill all the gods of Gedaliah. He kills the Babylonian gods as well. And what happens afterwards is what relates to us. There's a delegation of 80 men who come from the north, from Shiloh, and describes them. It describes their clothes are torn. They're coming with some sort of offering. And what ends up happening is Yishmael welcomes them in and then proceeds to murder all of them. He massacres every last one of them except for 10 of them who promise that they have hidden treasures. And he buries them in a pit. It's such a strange story. Why? They were innocent men. They have nothing to do with this. They didn't have skin in this game. Why is he killing these innocent Jews? But the pasuk gives us a clue, and the pasuk tells us, "Va'abor asher hishlich sham Yishmael es kol pigrei hanashim asher yikar b'yad Gedaliyahu, hu asher osa hamelech osa b'bnei ba'ash hamelech Yisrael oisom ilay Yishmael ben Netanyahu lichalalim." The pit that he threw all these corpses into, terrible, cold-blooded murder, was the same pit that the king Asa made for the king of Baasha, the king of Israel. That's the one that he filled with all these corpses. And this is the pasuk that Gemara is quoting. This is the pit that they're talking about in Beit Horon that they found, that they, in fact, where all these corpses were buried. What's going on over here? What's the context of this? So if we reverse back to Melachim Aleph Perek Tesvov, in the middle of the Perek there, it tells us that there were two kings. Very shortly after the kingdom split between Yehuda in the south and Yisrael, the ten Shvatim in the north, we're told that the king of the north is a person by the name of Baasha, is a terrible person, massacres the family of Yeravam, and he takes over as king. In the south, the king is Asa, and the Tanakh tells us that the entire duration of their rules, they were fighting with one another. In fact, So much so that Baasha, who is the king of Israel in the north, built a Ramah, which meant to say he built a fortification, a tower against Israel, in order to fight against it. So much so that Asa had to call around to the neighboring non-Jewish kings to create a desistance in the ranks of Baasha. So what you see going on over here is something fascinating, and that is Yishmael ben Netanya, when he's murdering these people from Shiloh are coming from the northern kingdom. These are people who most of their friends, most of their families were taken into Golus earlier by the Assyrians. But they heard about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has just been destroyed recently. What we see happening over here is that they're probably coming because they've just heard the news and they're coming to express their condolences to the people of the south. But in Yishmael ben Netanya's mind, in his vindictive mind, he sees this as a continuation of them smirking, of them laughing at the loss of the south. And therefore he goes and kills them and puts them into the pit, which Asa had to dig in protection from the attacks of Baasha in the north. And he views this as a longer collective problem, which ultimately shows that part of the problem of Yishmael's leadership was the fact that he wasn't prepared to let go. He thought he was more than he really was, which was in fact the reason why, critically speaking, he could never really truly be a leader. And this gives us a little bit of context to what is being said in the Gemara. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.